And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to a very busy Fisherman's Landing this morning in San Diego. And we've got, speaking of Fisherman's Landing, we have Doug Kern here from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. There's something going on next Saturday. We'll talk to you about it. It's something called Tackle Day. And we're going to talk a lot about that. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Voice, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me. If you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, United Composites, Power Pro, Shimano, and Olakai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today is the day talking about the big day, Tackle Day. We got Doug Kerr, man. Today's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it is. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. And how can it have already been a year since we did this?
Seriously.
We sat right here looking out at long-range boats unloading, talking about Tackle Day, and it's less than a week away.
Yeah.
And it looks like we've got the weatherman on our side, so probably jinxed it there a little bit. But
I don't think so. It looks pretty
but it looks like on both sides of it, there's not a lot of threat. So
yeah.
Anyway, we've been feverishly, like the anthill, getting things ready in the tackle store, and you know, we're here today to talk about it. I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah. So you typically come in. Of course, we're going to be doing a live broadcast, one of our rare live broadcasts, which we do very few of these days, at Tackle Day. Engineer Bill will be coming in and setting things up, and Rick and I will be there broadcasting live with a host of great people who show up at the event. But generally speaking, Doug, when you do this show, you kind of leak a little bit of the stuff out.
Well, we're not just going to leak it. We're going to tell you everything.
No, come on. Really? You're going to give it up?
Well, the list actually is so long of specials, we probably won't get to everything, but we're going to definitely hit the highlights. I think You know, this is our 20th annual.
Come on, really?
Yeah, can you believe that? 20 years, dude.
Oh,
20. I don't feel old enough to say I did this 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah, I feel old.
You just feel old because you've been pulling on Yellowfin for the last week.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But so I think a lot of the people kind of know what Tackle Day is all about. We have seminars going on in the parking lot, and Mike Lum comes down, and we do a Rollo booth with all kinds of great promotions.
Huge fundraiser for Rollo.
Yeah, it is. And Mike does such a great job. And so there's lots of fun stuff there. And we have a big raffle that in part we fund Rollo with that as well. We have roughly about 23, I think it is now, vendors coming into the parking lot. We've got the casting contest. So there's plenty to do. And so I think everybody by now that's been here kind of knows the drill. But.
Something new?
This year is, we say it every year because we try to improve it every year. This is going to be our biggest and best. So through the entire COVID era, manufacturers couldn't supply us with stuff. So we became tackle hoarders, and we filled.
We did, man.
We have five storage units. We have our tackle store back rooms, drawers. We have 100 drawers. We filled everything up, storage bins all over the, you know, up at the roof, literally up to the rafters.
It was our goal during the time when nobody had anything to always be the place that still had it.
And we did.
Yeah, we pulled it off. It was through Doug and a tremendous amount of buying that we did that.
And we kind of, you know, we had our set stuff that we carried. But let's say knife jigs. You know, we carried maybe two brands of knife jigs. Well, we bumped it up to like six or seven brands of knife jigs so that if this one ran out, we still had something to catch a, you know, 200-pound bluefin on. Same thing with rail rods. Same thing with reels. Spinning reels, we only carried Shimano. We had to, you know, branch out a little bit to make sure that we had a spinning reel of some sort and some high quality to sell somebody. Well, the supply chain issue has kind of resolved itself. Took 3 years. And so we are literally going to, I don't want to use the word dump, but we are going to flood Tackle Day.
You're
going to
open the floodgate.
We're going to flush it back out, man. Like.
So we've, you know, gone back.
Storage units are expensive.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So we've gone back up to our 15% off on rods. We weren't giving discounts on some brands of rods because you couldn't get them. There's a few reels that we have that we aren't going to be carrying anymore. 25% off on some of that stuff.
25% off reels?
Off like first run, high end. Like that reel is in the showcase right now for full price. And then next Saturday, that same reel will be 25% off.
Just that day, though.
Yes.
Yes. Just a one day sale.
And then, I had to buy like 50 yellow bins to put all the stuff outside. And we've got knife jigs and great quality hooks and, you know, stuff that you would take out bluefin fishing tomorrow.
Okay, typically, hooks are buy two, get one free. Is that the same deal?
So, most of the hooks are buy two, get one free.
Everything hanging on the wall in the tackle store, every single hook we have, buy two, get one free.
But
outside, buy two, get one free.
We have some hooks that we got overstocked on, or we had to buy, you know, another brand. And so a hook pack that might have gone for $17.95 would be like $3.99.
What?
Yeah. So there were times, again, and it's no fault of their own. It's just the world that we were in. But there was times when you couldn't get a number two Gamakatsu Nautilus. You just couldn't get it. The demand was too high. They bought every one they had, they sold. You couldn't get it. So we would go out and source another high-end hook. But it wouldn't be something that was normally part of our inventory. But we had to make sure that it was available for the customer. Well, now that Gamakatsu's in full supply, those hooks that we went out and sourced are now, I mean, which are still a very high-end hook, we're just going to hook up the customer and basically just get our money back out of it.
Holy mackerel.
And it's going to be insane,
we're
dude.
We're going to continue to carry that brand of hooks, but we just thinned it out, like, you know,
right.
We took two-thirds of it, put it in a yellow bin, marked it $3.99.
It's going to be so good,
you know,
dude.
And Salus jigs, obviously, first run yo-yo jig.
Yeah.
We've been carrying, you know, 6Xs and 6X juniors and CP105s. Well, for whatever reason, the 6X and the 6X junior sell better than the CP105. So a $13 jig is going to go for $4. So it catches the yellowtail just the same.
Yeah. It's just so a six, my favorite jig that I caught a yellowtail on the Shogunon, 6X Junior, is how much?
They're like $13.
And now they're going to be?
No, a very similar jig that catches the yellowtail just as well. It's called the CP-105.
CP-105.
We threw them in a yellow bin. You guys got to come down and see the yellow bin.
And how much is the yellow bin? And how much is that jig
like
in the yellow
$4.
Bin? $4.
A CP-105, it's actually a really cool lure. Like a CP-105 is about the same length as a 6X Junior. It's just another Salus yo-yo jig. It's about the same length, maybe a teeny bit longer, but it's a little bit taller, and it's actually got edges. Like, almost imagine you took a 6X Junior and a Taddy 45 and you like smooshed them together. It's a CP-105. It's kind of got edges and shapes like a jig, you know, would, but in the size and weight, maybe a teeny bit bigger than a 6X Junior. It's awesome. It's a really good jig, but it's not the one. It's not a 6X Junior.
But it's pretty much identical. When it comes to a yo-yo jig, it's pretty much the same thing, right?
Yes.
So, but what if?
What if?
I wanted a Salus 6X Junior.
Well, those are buy two, get one free.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So that's 33%
off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's not even that's not the crazy deal. That's just the good deal.
That's the regular deal.
Yeah. Wow.
It's going to be the biggest one we've ever done.
So, for those of our listeners that aren't familiar with Tackle Day, it's a one-day event. It's not just tackle sale, but tell us first about the Shimano Casting Contest, because that's always fun.
Yep, that's our signature fun thing to do. So, you know, we obviously have our main pier, and then we've got lanes going both directions where the boats back into. And so Shimano sponsors a Surface Iron Casting Contest. Let's face it. Southern California, especially San Diego, surface iron fishing is the staple way to catch a yellowtail, and now tuna bite surface iron and all kinds of stuff. So the San Diego Anglers Club and the San Diego Anglers Foundation come down. They run it for us, and then there will be prizes. So whoever does the longest cast is going to win a Tranks 500. It's a $500 reel. Second prize is going to be a 9-foot jig stick, Shimano Terramar.
Wow.
Third prize, we have a 6-pack of hand-picked Fisherman's Landing Tackle, hand-picked surface irons. And then we have the ladies winner is going to win a Terramar rod, and the junior angler is going to win a Terramar rod.
Wow.
So isn't that cool?
Great prizes. It's free. You do one practice cast that doesn't count for anything. Just get the lay of the land, and then you get two casts to try to make your bomber. Your longest cast is recorded. And then if you should want to do, you know, you kind of backlash or something, you want to do it again, you can go to the back of the line two different times, make a $10 donation to Rollo, and you can do it again. We're not going to let people do 50 times until they get their,
But you get two extras.
But you can do two extras.
For 10 bucks.
So you're making, you know, $10 or $20 donation to Rollo.
Nice.
So that is...
That's cool.
People, and then...
But the first cast is free. Like, for the first round, is just nothing. Just for coming and hanging out. Yeah, coming. Totally. Yeah.
And we've got our lunch table staged up, right, so you can watch the casting contest. And so there's heckling and...
Is there going to be food?
El Royo, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody knows about them by now. It's come to Tackle Day. The best tacos I have ever eaten. I'm a two taco guy. I always eat four.
So way, way, way back in the early days of Tackle Days, we used to always have Mitch from Mitch's Seafood would like cater it, and then they got too busy, and then in typical California stuff, it like became difficult with health department to have a setup on the sidewalk, but also at the restaurant. And he just said, hey, you know what? One of my chefs from forever just went on his own and is doing his own taco thing. But that's what he does is outside events. You should look into hiring him. And, we have never looked back. I mean, we had a blast. Mitch always took such good care of us, and we had tons of fun with that. And it was with that recommendation that he's been, you know, the Tacos El Roro guy's been doing it, I think, for 15 years now.
Wow.
Like, it's spectacular. And the whole time that you're, like, going through the parking lot, checking out the vendors, it's just like you can smell everything cooking like live. It's, dude, it's so good.
Ah,
it's really fun.
It's just, it's such a fun day. You know, the store opens at 6 in the morning. The hardcore discount shoppers come in and start, you know, buying their rods and reels and jigs and line. And, I mean, you know, fluorocarbon, buy one, get one free. And,
all fluorocarbon. Seaguar Gold.
Seaguar, all colors. And Psycho, AFCO.
AFCO, too.
Yeah, those two are
buy
the
buy two, get one free.
Buy one, get one free.
What? What?
Yes.
Buy one, get one free.
And that includes any line from 6-pound test up to 80-pound test. When you get into the bigger skeins.
So half prices.
Yes. When you get into the bigger skeins of 100 through 300, that'll be buy two, get one free for the heavy stuff.
So that's like 100 plus.
100, yeah. 100 to 300 or 100 to 400, whatever the real big ones are. Yeah. That's buy two, get one. But all of the... Well, I mean, yeah, let's not... Yeah, yes, that's buy two, get one free. That's an insane deal.
30-pound, 40-pound, buy one, get one.
But all of the main sizes, buy one, get one free.
And then while supplies last, they have given us these cool little liter holders. Some people may have seen them. They're like a blue color, and they hold three spools. So when you buy three spools of Seaguar fluorocarbon, you get one of these leader keepers free.
So if you buy three, you're going to get six.
Correct.
And a leader keeper.
And a leader keeper,
yeah. And if you ask real nice, maybe if you buy two and get four, you know, especially Brandon. Ask Brandon.
Brandon's a softie.
He's a softie.
Yeah.
He'll do anything for the sale.
Yeah. Well, it's such a great event and so much fun. Now, vendors, you know, kind of give us a list of the vendors. I know the guys from Coastal will be there. Who's will be there?
Yeah,
showing off Coastal sunglasses.
Obviously, Shimano's going to be here.
Shimano will be there.
But I'm
Power
I'm,
Pro.
I'm just going to read the list because I don't want to leave anybody out. And
right,
it's such a who's who of the saltwater, and it is alphabetical. So, Accurate, AFTCO, Batson, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa. And Daiwa is doing free reel repair if you bring a reel down for any $50 or higher Daiwa purchase.
Wow.
Right in the parking lot.
You think we're going to see Mark Mills?
I don't know.
We got Fishworks, Gamakatsu, GraphTech, Iser, and they're going to be doing the knot tying contest again. We're giving away Penn Fathom 40 for the best knot strength breakage. It's free.
Another total freebie.
Wow.
We are going to, you know, we're leaving it out there. If you want to make a donation to Rollo at the knot tying contest, it'd be appreciated, but it's totally not required. And then we've got Corey from MC Bates, Mustad, Olakai is going to be out there, Owner, Penn, Phoenix, Power Pro Course, Salty Crew, Seaguar, the big Shimano, of course, West Coast Jiggers, and then One Cool Tuna is going to be out there, and he's going to be ringing jigs. If you have old jigs that have rusty hooks, he's going to be ringing those. And Rick, I think you might have talked to him about is there a requirement for that?
So if you just make a purchase at Tackle Day, and you have some old jigs and you want to get reached, so any purchase at Tackle Day of $25 or more, or any OCT purchase, or just making a $5 donation to Rollo. Any of those three things. So if you spend $25, if you buy any OCT product, or if you just spend $5, if you just donate $5 to Friends of Rollo, he will re-hook or re-ring your jig, whatever it takes, free of charge. He's going to buy your hook for you. He's going to pay.
I was going to say, who's paying for the
hook? Yeah, no, he's buying the hook for you.
No, he's hooking people up. He's paying.
Because he really was hoping for people to really utilize this, for every customer that he has, he's going to donate $2 to Rollo. So,
Jeff is a cool guy.
So 40
he
guys,
has one cool tuna.
40
he
guys,
has one cool tuna.
If 50 guys come through, he's going to throw $100 to Rollo. So every customer he has that utilizes that, he's going to throw $2 back. And up to three lures of any kind. It doesn't have to be an OCT. If you've got a favorite 7X and a 45 and an OCT that all, you know, have got the hooks chewed up, bring them down. He's going to put new hooks on for you.
So You mentioned CalStar.
Yes.
And CalStar, of course, during the pandemic, has been tough to get.
Yep.
They're starting to get more in stock. So are there going to be deals on CalStar? CalStar never goes on sale.
15% off all CalStar rods.
What?
And we have a bunch now.
Wow.
I wouldn't say a bunch, but we've been getting maybe, for the last 3 or 4 months, we get 5 to 10 rods a week, and then, of course, we sell some.
Yeah.
But over the summer, our inventory built from less than 20 rods to well over a couple hundred rods.
Oh, wow.
Which is starting to feel like back to normal levels. And there may be a model number that we haven't gotten back in yet. I mean, we have orders still coming in from purchase orders from 2 years ago. So they're still not 100% readily available, but they are producing rods every week and sending rods out every week now.
Wow, fantastic. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about, a lot of questions. Don't forget your tackle questions for the guru, Doug Curran, here and more. This is going to be a fun show.
You're not kidding. And like you nailed it exactly, Pete. I mean, this isn't only Tackle Day. Obviously, that's so much of the fun, but you know, getting to have Doug in here is about my favorite show. You want to talk about a guy that knows the right deal on the gear. It is Doug for sure. Matching combos and all that kind of stuff. It's a fantastic show with Doug, and we're looking forward to talking to you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hook Up, or send us a text. We've already got a bunch of great texts flowing through. People know the drill because those texts have been rolling through since the second the mics kicked on. If you're not familiar, the only way you can send in a text message to the show is through the Let's Talk Hook Up app. It's a free download. It's easy to get. Anywhere you can find your app, just search Let's Talk Hookup. Once you download it, not only can you send in your text to Doug, you can also listen to past shows, archive shows. You can listen to live shows. You can call the show from the app. Adam does such a great job with the app, and a lot of fun. And again, the only way to text in your questions to the show. And we are giving away a killer prize today. So with that, when you do send a text message in, make sure you include your contact info. We say it every week, but I can't tell you how often we'll get a text message that doesn't have a name or a phone number, and it might be a great question. And boy, if that has the case, you're just not eligible to win that killer prize. And what a prize it is today, as one lucky caller or texter is going to win a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, along with a 2024 Bill Varney CCA calendar. And that gift card absolutely is valid at Tackle Day if you want to come down, which is really going to stretch that $50 out.
Yeah, that is for sure.
Well, as you can hear, it's a great show with Doug. If you stay tuned, you're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 Super Pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-AHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
worth. Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, it didn't take long for those phones to get packed
up. Yeah, no kidding. And the texts are like coming through like crazy. Now, two iconic things just happened in that last commercial break. The biggest one, the very last Rancho Leonero spot just aired on.
I can't believe that.
How significant is that?
Yeah.
That
I mean, that's pretty significant. They're open until December 1st, but, you know, basically, no reason to.
There aren't.
He's
any,
not going to.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, John's still going to call in,
of course,
and give fish reports. But that was officially the last, and of all the spots that have ever aired on Let's Talk Hookup, that spot produced by Bill Corkery Productions in Mission Valley has got to be one of the most memorable.
That's the most iconic for sure.
I mean, there's a whole series of them, of course, not just that particular one, but a whole series of them.
My start in the fishing industry, you know, before any of that was my dad and I would get up on Saturday and Sunday mornings and listen to Let's Talk Hookup. I was a kid, you know, I wasn't a teenager then.
Yeah.
And I remember those Rancho Leonero spots then.
You know,
30 years ago, I remember that. 35 years, you're like.
How many hundreds of people tell me, it's like, God, I hear those Rancho Leonero commercials, and it just, like, makes me want to go there.
It does.
The thing I love so much
is when somebody would go down there for the first time, and they would come back and say, it's just like the commercial. It really is, man. It's just that. He does, always will. John does such a good job, like, just, you know, producing that vibe.
Portraying
it. Yeah, it's it, man. The vibe that it's no BS.
Yeah.
You know, like, his mellow tone and, you know, everything on those commercials. You get down to the ranch, like, oh, yeah, okay. I get it. He is right. It is like this down here.
So the other thing that happened in that spot break is talking about the APCO fillet knives.
Yes.
The Boker stainless steel APCO fillet knives. And you informed me there's a deal on those at Tackle Day?
Yep. APCO is a big part of Tackle Day. They're a big part of our store.
Oh,
I mean,
APCO's
all the way back from Milt Shed and then, you know, watching Bill come in to, you know, take the reins and expand into the outerwear and the amazing clothing that they've come up with, you know, nationwide, worldwide. It's not just a local little company anymore. And they came up with these fillet knives. And I think they have five sizes, plus they have this really cool knife holder. And so we're giving $20 off on any APCO fillet knife. And you guys should really check them out. We haven't ever put that many fillet knives in. I mean, it used to just be Fortune, and that's what all the crew members used. But these have definitely taken.
Great. They earned their spot.
Just about every commercial that you play today is probably going to be a Tackle Day, but that's one of them. And if you were looking to get a nice fillet knife for the boat, for a Christmas present, whatever, that'd be a good time to get
$20
one.
Off.
Yeah.
Significant.
Yeah.
Just since we're on the subject of APCO, and, you know, you talked about APCO Psychofloros, buy one, get one free, and the fillet knives at $20 off. The other couple of really big ones would be the APCO soft goods, like all their bags, tackle bags, reel bags, duffel bags, things like that.
That new reel bag?
They have produced.
Awesome. Yeah, the reel bag. They've got so many different.
They're like the new company of making the best.
Yeah, the best bags.
The best bags. Yeah. All of them 35% off.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, we did pull
just
out
just for tackle.
Yes, just for tackle day, and then. I think everybody knows by now that we have always been a big supplier of their closeout T-shirts.
No, wait. You're usurping here. I have a text from Sean in Blossom Valley.
Yes.
Because we got to take our texts. We got to take our calls.
All right.
It says, good morning, guys. Are you going to have deals on clothing like the past? I love the $10 T-shirts, $15 off killer AFCO shorts. See you guys there. Okay, Doug.
Okay. So let's just I'll save the crazy one for last. But, yes, all the clothing in the store, the first-run clothing, like the shorts, like you said, $15 off. Matt, our rep, is coming down on Tuesday to restock the shelves to make sure we have plenty. And then we, AFCO really doesn't have the closeout T-shirts like they once did because they're so much into the technical gear and all that kind of thing. They still have some killer T-shirts, but we used to buy them by the hundreds. Anyway, We went in our back room. It's like, you know, we've got like 300 T-shirts left. Let's just do $3.99.
What?
Yes. So if you,
for AFCO T-shirts?
Yeah. So
come on.
So I told you it'll be the best one ever.
So
dude,
if you're going on a 10-day trip and you want a new T-shirt every day, bring $40.
Wow.
You can
have a new AFCO shirt on every day.
You can ditch it overboard if you need to. It's cheaper than washing them.
No laundry here.
Holy mackerel. $3.99.
Yep.
Wow. And for basically really quality, high quality.
For an AFCO t-shirt?
Well, yeah, it's an AFCO fishing shirt. I think they sold for like $25.
Yeah.
You know?
It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Hey, his ears must have been burned.
Uh-oh.
Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero, talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rex. Hi, Doug.
Good morning.
Hey, good
morning.
Did
you hear us talking about you?
Buenos dias. Well, you know, it's the weather just changed after our little hurricane. It's really, really cooled down. Really, really nice weather right now, guys. Highs are in the low 80s, clear skies. Water's cooled a little bit too. It dropped about 5 degrees. We're down to 85 degrees. And, boy, this hurricane sure didn't hurt the fishing at all. Fishing's really good. And it's really been all about Dorado and Yellowfin. That's been the name of the game. Right out in front, I'm looking out right now. I'm in the hotel office and there's got to be 50 boats piled up about 2 miles right off the front. And literally everybody's limiting on Dorado. Everybody's limiting on Dorado. And some nice fish, you know, that fish are running between 10 and 15 pounds. And then some big bulls mixed in, too. People are doing, because they literally are limiting within an hour or 2 hours. You know, we're having boats that are going out at 7 and coming back in at 9:30, believe it or not, loaded up. So now the anglers are releasing a lot of the smaller fish, keeping the bigger fish, but literally limits for everybody. They're catching on squid right in the same area, and a red hot bite for sure. And that's just kind of a little north of us off of Buena Vista, and then south off of La Rivera, off the banks, they're picking up nice yellowfin, you know, some to 60, 70 pounds, but a lot in the 20 to 30 pound range too. Again, on chunk squid, most everything is being taken on that chunk bait, but real good yellowfin and Dorado fishing, that's for sure. A lot of bottom fish, Pompano, Pargo being taken. I got the Bisbee results as well. The biggest fish was 501 pounds, and that was taken second day of the tournament, Friday. And the first day, 396 came in, and those were the two qualifying fish. You know, and what I found really interesting, I was looking at it, normally in the release category, right, there's well over 100 boats. I'm not sure how many are going out
there
at the Bisbee.
There were 211, I think.
Unbelievable. But you know what's the most unbelievable, Pete? Is in the release division, right? Not one striped marlin, not one sailfish was released there. Obviously, just none around at the moment for whatever reason. Normally, there's hundreds released, right? When 200 boats are going out for 3 days, that's 600 boat days. You can imagine how many stripers would normally get released, but not one sailfish either. I know I'm not supposed to talk about the fish we're not catching, but I just thought it was really...
No, it's significant because where'd they go?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are they on Mag Bay? I don't know whether the guys on Mag Bay are even getting them.
Yeah. Oh, they'll be back. You know, there's so many, and that's what's amazing, because there's normally just so many of them around, right? You just have absolutely none. You wonder, what the heck? Where did they go?
Maybe they're coming to San Diego.
Yeah, maybe. They're around.
Yeah.
Hey, John, we talked just before you called in about a significant happening here on Let's Talk Hookup, the very last Rancho Leonero spot just ran on Let's Talk Hookup, because this is the end of October, and we decided to just kind of let him go at the end of October here. But that was a big deal. We talked about how amazing those spots that Bill Corkery and you produced together, and we're going to miss those spots because they're certainly by far the most listened to and significant spot that ever aired on Let's Talk Hookup.
Wow, thanks, Pete. Well, Bill Corkery had an awful lot to do with that, I'll tell you. That's for sure.
We had fun in the commercial break, sharing memories and talking about it, and, you know, just thinking about all those commercials over the years. And I can't tell you, John, how many Fred Hall shows and just places we've been where people come up and say, I love listening to those commercials. You know, every time I hear John, you know, that mellow guitar talking about the ranch, it's my favorite place, and it makes me feel like I'm there. And we just had a lot of fun thinking about it. It was a pretty special deal there.
For sure.
Yeah,
still going to be calling in reports till you close at the end of November, right?
Absolutely. And if you'll let me, I'll call in every once in a while after, too, Pete.
Sure, why not?
We just have our Baja reporter, you know.
For sure.
If you have me, sure, I'd be happy to do it. Yeah, you know, I look back, and, you know, in the early days, really when I used to drive the quad all the way up to Buena Vista and bribed the phone operator so I could call you guys both Saturday and Sunday for years, right? It's been a long haul, huh? 40 years, guys.
Yeah, man. It's been a long haul. And, of course, you'll be here in the middle of November in the studio with Rick and myself talking some good memories and nearing the end of the big event, the close of the transition of Rancho Leonero, shall we call it.
Right.
But in the meantime, there's still a month to get down there and go fishing, and it sounds like the fishing's really good. How do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. Not just the fishing's good, the weather's just so excellent. I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like an ice rink. It's so flat, the water. Wow. It's beautiful. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks, John. We'll appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sure will. Look forward to it, gentlemen.
All right,
Thank you.
Hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Doug. Let's jump into it.
You got that, buddy. Why don't we do just that, and let's talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, gentlemen. Morning, well, this is John from Escondido via Amsterdam. So I am in Europe listening to your show like as clear as like I was standing out front.
No.
On the Let's Talk Hookup app, brother. I listened to the show yesterday later in the day when we got here, but my wife Cindy was giving me a hard time. She's like, really? We're on vacation. And I'm like, I know, but I gotta call her, you know? And so I'm bummed that I'm not gonna be there next weekend. I will for sure. How's Dallas and everything going, Ricky?
Everything's good, buddy. We're on the countdown now. Everything's good.
Yeah, sorry I won't be at the tackle day, man, but sounds awesome. I'll have to come in and just pay a regular price for everything. But you guys have a great show, and just had to report in.
That's cool.
Thanks,
all right.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a
vacation.
Great trip.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Pete, you had mentioned before.
Right. I'll be back in a couple weeks.
You had mentioned Mag Bay, and, you know, we have one of our really good customers and buddy, Billy T from the Flat Out, you know, who's most famous for running the trout ponds over the years, but their operation is down at Mag Bay, and they were having really good fishing, 50 fish days on Strike Mark. Yeah, he had just, you know, I've been texting back and forth.
I know
with
them.
We've been texting back and forth. That Starlink is so crazy.
It's so crazy.
They're at Mag Bay, and I mean, you'd talk on a regular cell phone call like it was nothing, you know, however far offshore, whatever they're doing, but yeah, great, you know, they're just having that, like, crazy good fall variety fishing, you would hope. Big Dorado schools, experience the same grade of yellowfin tuna you guys had on the Shogun, that really nice 30, 40-pound tuna, and then, you know, 50 fish marlin days, and it sounded like what the fall at Mag Bay is supposed to be.
Starlink has changed everybody's lives on long-range boats. on the Shogun, the first 2 days it was down.
Oh.
And the crew, the captain, everybody was walking around like so depressed, right?
I don't know. Maybe that was a good thing.
It was a good thing because I remember the days, you know, you were gone, it didn't matter. But today we're so, once it popped back up, everybody's back on their phones and their devices and everything
God.
It was pretty funny.
I know, I loved it.
It's kind of almost sad, but funny, right?
I loved it because I was getting straight text message updates from Pete. Yeah. Hey, man, how's it going? I'd send him a message like, how's it going? And like 2 minutes later, that's really good. We got a bunch of yellowfin. We had one on the bomber. And it's live, like from the boat. You know, I felt like I was there.
Pretty amazing.
It was fun.
Yeah. We're connected,
it's
right?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, another great text here from the Let's Talk Hookup app. The only place you can text here is from Norman in San Diego. I had to laugh at this one. Hi, Doug. Hi, guys. Doug is always interesting and informative guest, and I always look forward to the question from his Montebello colleague. When he's on, I've always wondered about the durability and lifetime of Spectra. How often should you replace Spectra on reels? What are key stresses and strains affecting how long the line stays viable? Excellent question.
Yeah. It is. In the very, very early years, of course, you had to change your mono on the trip maybe multiple times.
Uh-huh.
And when we started using Spectra, it started becoming apparent that it lasted a long time, but we didn't have a history on it. As the first decade went by, some guys still had their original Spectra on there, and it was holding up just fine. So what you have to watch for is if you start seeing any little microfibers, little frays, you know, if you feel when your line is going out a little, you know, bump, if it's starting to smell a little rotten, you know, then you can think about changing it. But if you rub the bottom of the boat, get in some tangles, you've got to inspect it. So you do have to, you know, that's your lifeline between you and the fish, and we all know that. But, you know, if it's just standard duty, it'll last for years for sure. And some people want to replace it a little more frequently than that. We get people that'll come in that, you know, it's maybe 2 or 3 years old, they'll replace it. Some guys, you know, I mean, to be honest, some of my reels have had line on there a decade. You know, I do mostly local private boat style fishing. But, you know, so these big bluefin will tax your line maybe a little more, especially you get entangles, you rub the bottom of the boat. But certainly as long as, you know, nothing like that's happened, you know, 5 years, even up to a decade like
so,
that.
So, I have a question. So, will, like, Power Pro Hollow Ace or a regular Power Pro, will one last longer than the other? Will Hollow last longer or less long, a shorter time? Is there any difference between that or no?
I mean, I don't think there's been any kind of study with, you know, sample sizes and that kind of thing. You know, fishing is so different every trip, every angler. And so I don't suspect there's a major difference. I mean, both of those are going to last, you know, 3, 5, 7, maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
And it depends on the frequency of your fishing trips, the abuse that you put it through, that kind of thing. But it lasts a long time.
We had a caller yesterday, or a texter rather, that had a great question. And I know it's one that doesn't have a black or white answer. And he was talking about filling up his knife jig outfit with 100-pound Spectra and wanting to know if he should do solid or hollow. And
I heard that.
You know, one of the advantages, I don't even know if we talked about it yesterday, but one of the advantages to that is, you know, your Spectra, like Doug says, it lasts kind of until there's a problem with it. And, you know, if you fish a ton, there you can create problems with it. You can have a sardine that you soaked 100 yards away and the hook got turned around backwards in its head and, you know, you wound it in and it helicoptered and it twisted up your line real bad. Or you're on your private boat and you were just trolling your 40-pound rig, but it was a cedar plug and it spun up. Like, you can have really bad twisted Spectra. Your Spectra can get kind of gummy and sticky to the point where when your sardine is trying to swim line off your reel, the line's not wanting to come off because it's sticking or twisting or grabbing. And that's when you likely would want to make a change. One of the advantages of fishing hollow is, you know, you might only need to change the top 100 yards, you know, and everything else on the reel is just fine. You know,
you can make a seamless connection.
Big time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's huge.
Now it's more expensive, but you can, now you're just changing that top 100 yards.
But is it really that
fresh line?
Is it thicker than regular 80, or is it, the diameters are pretty close?
They're very close, and some manufacturers vary, and there's some variant more in hollows and solids than the other, but it's not that big of a difference.
Yeah.
It is a difference, but it's not a tremendous amount.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Tackle Day, is there a deal on Power Pro, on Spectras, on anything like that?
Well, the biggest deal is every reel that you purchase, you're going to get 10% off, which we do that like once
every
a year.
Every reel?
Yes. And then for every dollar you spent on that reel, so let's say that you bought a $500 Shimano whatever, you're going to get that many yards in free Power Pro or Spectra of your choice.
Of your, hollow or solid?
Correct.
Come on! And that's another $100 worth.
Well,
at least.
More
at
than
least.
That.
Yeah.
Like if you buy a Talica... If you buy the new Talica 16A,
yes,
are you saying you're going to get 10% off that?
Yeah.
Really?
It's 10% off.
It just came out.
And then you're going to get 500-plus yards of Spectra. And if you happen to...
And how much is 500 yards of hollow ace?
I mean, it's going to be $150, $175 bucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's free on top of it.
On top of the deal.
So you're saving $50 on the reel and then another $150 on the line.
Yeah. And you guys are going to wind it right that day?
We
By
will.
By the experts at Fisherman's Landing.
Wow.
Done right, done tight.
Done right, done tight.
Now, we will have two guys going sun up to sundown winding reels. And in the past, it's possible that we've had, you know, we'll ask a local person, can you pick it up, you know, tomorrow after noon or whatever. But usually we get it done right on the spot.
But we pride ourselves on getting things knocked out that day. It's a crazy
one. It's a busy day.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. Or your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat. You need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, one reel I just had experience on my trip on the Shogun was the new Talica A16. Wow. How can you improve perfection?
I know.
They did, and it took them like 20 years to do it.
Yeah.
But I've always said in my time, 42 years in this industry, the Talica is the number one best item that anybody has ever brought to market.
Yeah.
And it had a 20-year run almost, and now they have improved it. There are several features. The two side plates are the same height where they used to have the bigger one, bigger
making
side plates.
It casts much easier.
It casts better. It fits in your hand better. They've upgraded the drags, so that they're smoother and stronger.
Better free spool.
And the free spool is what you notice the most because a lever drag reel, you don't get good free spool.
Right.
And this rivals a lot of, you know, the star drag reels out there today. So, you know, like you were just saying, you can yo-yo with that reel. You can drop your jig down and it doesn't take longer to get down.
You can cast.
And then the bait casting is where it's really going to come into play. To be able to get your bait out there. So this year they've got the 12 and the 16. I suspect that they'll be working on the other models as the years go by. Probably, you know.
As it comes,
You never
so the
know
Talica
with Shimano,
A,
but I just have to imagine.
Talica A from Shimano, now available two sizes and more to come.
Yes.
And on sale at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Tackle Day.
Yeah.
Go get them.
Yeah, limited supplies on that one, so if you want one, you know, get down to the shop early.
Early.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check powerpro.com.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater tackle experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phone lines are absolutely packed. One line available, 213-432-1090 has promised. It's time for the catch report. Hey, man, you filled up lately? Then you know gas prices are way up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get their low, low gas prices on gas, diesel, for your car, for your truck, and for your trailer boat. Now they can accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, they have 12 diesel pumps. It's a huge pull-through, easy turnaround if you're pulling your boat trailer. Super tall, real easy, even if a boat that's got a full tower, whatever. There's nothing like Summit Gasoline. They're so accommodating to us private boaters.
And free ice.
It's so rad.
I mean, like, talking about it with the guys on the Shogun that were driving with their fish home, and it's like, just stop at Summit. They're hooking you up, man.
Yeah, they've also got the Bistro. It's full of everything you need if you're going to go for a day on the water. Again, Pete, you nailed it. 100 pounds of free ice when you're grabbing 35 gallons or more. Say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for all Let's Talk Hookup listeners and the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to head up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line right now. What up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
We're doing good, buddy. How are you?
Good, man. Good, good. Things are clicking up here, so, you know, a little mellow, as you'd kind of imagine for this time of the year as far as passenger loads and whatnot, but we're still busy. You know, it's just a different busy. For us here, you know, like I said, kind of a mellow scene with the water temps here. They were like 66 to 68 degrees. And with that being said, you know, the bass fishing for the most part was just kind of status quo is what it has been the last couple of weeks. So fish on the fly line baits on the days that the conditions were kind of lined up. But most of the week it was sliding sinker setups, Carolina rigs, or guys fishing down at the bottom with a reverse dropper loop type deal. Good sheephead on the exotic baits like the clam and the shrimp. We have a lot of regulars that like to bring that stuff to target those fish. And then other usual suspects like the sculpin whitefish went in the bags for our half-day guys this week. Three-quarter day, I'd say primarily we're targeting rockfish right now, both down the coast there, south of our harbor, below our harbor there, off of San Onofre and Camp Pendleton. Seen some nice mixed fish down there for those efforts. Solid 10-fish limits, I'd say, was pretty standard for these guys with the reds, grouper. Seen a lot of nice chilies and some big whitefish down in those zones, and a day or two when we've gotten our fill of those rockfish, we've been able to kind of poke out off the beach a little bit. You know, there was an interesting zone with the chloro and the water temp not too far off the beach this week, right off that Camp Pendleton zone that did have some good life in it and some tuna in there. We got out there one day and found a nice spotted dolphin that had a whole bunch of fish on it. It wasn't really wanting to bite, but we, you know, managed to fish here and there on some of that stuff. So still viable. It's still, gosh, it just seems like that bluefin's all over the place, you know, so. We're not running trips specifically targeting it, but it's definitely, you know, in play after we, you know, we catch some of that rockfish and get out there in those zones. And then for the offshore scene, you know, the Fury, he had a fantastic week. Marcus has had a really good week out there. The first part of the week, he saw epic mixed tuna fishing with some very respectable grade of fish, that 30 to 40 pound yellowfin, bluefin in that same size range, a few mahi, some of that skipjack is, you know, your boats are catching down that way. You know, as the week played out, you know, the weather was a factor the last couple of days, but other than that, it has been very good fishing. He does have an open party trip leaving Thursday night with some room if someone wants to hop on a trip there. Certainly give that a thought. And then finally, this has been kind of fun for our guys. We've been running some HoopNet charters on the Reel Fund. It's all charter only, and they've been doing really well. One night this week, they had 30 keeper lobster and plenty of shorts, you know, the sort through to keep it viable. So it's charter only. I think it's like $1,000. It's pretty affordable. You know, you get 10 of your buds on the Reel Fund. Everything's provided, other than your, you know, you need to have your fishing license and your lobster report card, but all the hoops, bait, you know, you want to buy a burger. I mean, yeah, what's $100? You know, that's like a fun coupon. You want to go out and do anything anywhere.
That's like one lobster.
Yeah, for real.
Right?
Your money is
right.
Up on these trips.
Yeah, so it's been a good time for those guys, and it's something fun to do, you know, relax and wine at the end of the night. I think the trips run from like 6 to 10 or something like that, so it's pretty manageable hours if you wanted to throw that in the mix there. So call the landing office. Like I said, that's not open party, that's charter only, but they've been staying pretty busy with that, and it's been pretty fun. So if you guys want to hop on a trip local offshore, give us a call here at number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there as well through the Let's Talk Hookup page. Check us out at DanaWharf.com.
Awesome. Well, a great report as always, Willie. Thanks for making it so complete. Glad to hear fish are still biting in that zone. And, man, we're just going to keep it rolling. Looking forward to next week.
We're crew tripping it on the Fury on Thursday. So, yeah, we leave Wednesday night. That'll be cool. Report on that next week. See how that goes.
Excellent.
I only care about the shenanigans. I don't even care about the report.
Right.
Have fun, you guys. Roger. That's cool. Thanks,
all right,
Willie.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
yeah.
that very much. Hey, let's continue. A little bonus to our catch report. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tributes on the line. And, Mike, you promised that you were going to give us a wrap-up if those fish continue to bite. And so I was excited to see you on the line there. You guys must have put in a day yesterday.
You know what? It was good. It got pretty darn good in the afternoon. We started off really good yesterday with our Yellowfin when we called in. We had a Dorado kelp after that. We picked up 26 Dorado. And then we wandered into the east a little bit from where we were. We had a sonar school of yellowfin that bit for, probably 3.5 or 4 hours right in the dark, actually after dark a little bit.
So.
And they're, you know what, it's funny because they're, this time of year you see a lot of, you know, your fall yellowfin being 12, 15 pounds or whatever. These things are like 25 to 50 pounds. They're slugs. We had guys stop fishing. I mean, we had some choppy weather, which is thankfully going to change, but we had, just solid fishing for about 3.5 hours, and guys would get two or three of them, and they'd sit down. I'm like, hey, man, no, you get back up there. you're not done yet.
That's great.
That's so,
so
wow.
We ended up in our day and a half trip with 72 of those big yellowfin.
How cool.
We had four bluefin mixed in, 26 Dorado, a handful of skipjack. But, I mean, it was pretty legit. Like, the nice thing with those, I know some guys are like, well, you know, we want bluefin. I'm like, why? You can keep five of these things. They're just as big, if not bigger. And, you know, we had really fun fishing. It was good.
And, hey, Mike, there's always the big controversy. What pulls harder, a 50-pound bluefin or a 50-pound yellowfin?
There's no controversy.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I rod and reeled one. I handed a bunch off yesterday, and I wanted to get one for the guys at Pete Support. And I did hook it on a 9-foot rod, which I don't know why we're handing off that thing, using it as a hook and hand rod, because I didn't really enjoy it after about 20 minutes. And it got to a point where I'm like, I go, why am I doing this? Like, they... You know, we were talking about it yesterday. You get some of these jig strikes on dolphin, and you're trying to get the fish in to run back up to the pot of dolphin, and they don't come in.
No. I mean, there's no controversy. They pull harder, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yellow.
Yeah. You know what? There was a couple of regulars that were on the boat yesterday, and they said the same thing. They're like, I don't know whoever said, you know, bluefin this size pull harder, but they're butt kickers, man. And we had choppy weather. It was 6 to 8 foot in the afternoon, and you combine that with everything else, and our people are champs. Some of the guys, and this is something that we do, especially this time of year, like we got in here this morning, and I said, you know, we have a really light load tonight, really light. We're eight guys on tonight's Pete's Point Conference trip. Oh, yeah. We go.
and you know what? The weather this week looks fantastic. So if somebody wants to get on that trip tonight or any of the trips this week aboard the Tribute at C4 Sport Fishing, how do we do it, Mike?
Yeah, a little bit of east wind, and like I told the guys this morning, I said, if you guys want to re-ride, it's half off, so we do have a couple of guys coming back out with. But, you know, it might be a secret, don't tell anybody, but sometimes we do that when we have a light load the next day. But C4th Landing, 619-224-3383. You can book through C4thLanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com. We also have an Akuma sponsored trip leaving Wednesday night, coming back Friday morning. That's got plenty of room. But look at our Facebook and our Instagram. Like, these are not small yellowfin. They're not small Dorado. Yeah. This is the real deal. I mean, this is stuff you see at, you know, the south end of Guadalupe.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Mike. Great to hear from you. Congratulations. Keep getting them.
Yeah, dude.
They're no better.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Don't forget the 2024 Bill Varnay CCA calendar. It's available right now. You can get it at your local tackle shops, the landings. It's loaded with those great photos, information, and the best of tide charts. We got more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio. The Let's Talk Hookup app.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check it out. All the Shimano and PowerPro product we have, like the new Talica 12 and 16A series. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret is TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies in the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 4th.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide, rule the water.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.